You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Look at her sleeping. She told me to get the AC fixed on the car, and I didn't do it.
Next stop, Buffalo Valley.
Well, get in, Pilgrim.
Hey, you're John Wayne.
Well, thanks for letting me know, Pilgrim.
Hey, this is a really cool coach.
Well, it's the only way to travel, Pilgrim.
And you're Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, punk. You think I'd be out there riding in this heat, punk?
Wow, I can tell by that lady it's really cold in here.
I'm doing my best to hide.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, doggone it, we get our AC service to Perfection Auto Works.
Does this coach stop at Laramie?
What's going on here?
I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Honey, are you all right? You just screamed.
Honey, I'm taking the car to Perfection Auto Works for the AC service ASAP.
Okay, honey. I'm going back to bed. Call Perfection Auto Works today. 323-8650. And
PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in Arizona. Thanks for making all of that possible. We are broadcasting from the Perfection Auto Works studios. With us today, Charles Heller, gun rights activist, and Nancy Gutierrez. She's running for the House of Representatives, and we'll fill you in on what's happening with the Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's a great Saturday show. Glad you could join us. With me now, Charles Heller. Charles, welcome to the show. Gosh, I've known you forever. Your two radio programs, Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and Armed America Armed and Free, the most popular shows in this radio station, and they've been on the air now 24 years,
yeah. Wow. 17, almost 18 in August. It'll be 18 years here, and then 5 3/4 before this at the Jolt.
Yeah. Gerald Seller is one of the four co-founders of the Arizona Primary Self-Defense Civil Rights Organization, the Arizona Citizens Defense League. That was founded in 2005. Most original responsible for the constitutional carry and presumption of reasonableness in the use of force of self-defense. And, of course, he does help host the Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free shows in his 24th year. That's amazing. Let me ask you about the red flag legislation. The House of Representatives in Washington have approved the red flag bill Thursday that would allow families, police, and others to ask federal courts to order the removal of firearms from people at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. You're quoted as part of a group that is opposed to the red flag laws. Mm-hmm. The organization at the forefront of stopping the last bid to enact the red flag laws in Arizona, ready to quash it again if Governor Doug Ducey tries it again.
Mm-hmm.
Your opposition explanation.
Thanks, John, for asking, and it's in the reasonable way you ask. There's a number of problems with it. First of all, number one is it presumes someone is guilty until they prove themselves innocent, which is antithetical to the American system of law. It commits a taking from them before they've had due process of law. Look, if I don't want a bad guy to have a gun any more than anybody else does. And if someone is a bad guy or they have mental health problems where they can't, there's already a system for that, and it's existed for many years. They call it the Baker Act throughout much of the country. It exists, it lives in Arizona law at Title 36, which is family law, Part 520 through 526. And it allows a person who's a danger to themselves or others to be brought in for evaluation. And if they're determined to be non-compos mentis, non-mentally capable, they can be incarcerated in a mental health facility for their own good. And once that happens, they become a prohibited possessor.
Texas is not one of those states with the laws.
Are.
And by the way,
they
in Texas...
They all are. Every state has mental health and mental health rules that can do that. Every single state does.
All right, then why could that not happen in Texas?
It could have.
At the elementary school.
It could have. And that
individual showed signs of being a violent individual over and over again.
John, you just got to the heart of the matter with two questions. All right. What's happening is we are not enforcing the laws we have. The answer to that is not more laws, it's more enforcement. Instead of defunding the police, we ought to be funding specialty areas of the police that can keep an eye on people like this, because most of them have got, you can find what they want to do on social media. That was especially true in Uvalde. That guy had given warning signs to multiple people, and he'd done postings on Instagram of what he planned to do, and nobody went after him. John, that's not a gun problem.
By the way, Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, first proposed this idea of setting up a system that would allow judges to order examinations of people to determine whether they're a danger to themselves or others, and their firearms should be taken away. A version of that plan approved by the state Senate. Even the National Rifle Association agreed not to oppose it once the governor made some changes. So the NRA was in support of the governor.
Well, it's not support. They said they wouldn't oppose. That's not support. The difference is that...
It's not opposition either.
It's not... You're right. It's not opposition. But the difference is that we're closer to the ground, and we know what happens. All you're doing, if you have a red flag law, is you are enabling anybody that's got a grudge against any person to use it. Look, I'm a known person, a known firearm carrier. I don't here in the building because it's against the Bustos rules, okay? But everybody that knows me knows that I carry. And I've said what I carry on the radio. All it would take is someone to call some agency of government and say, yeah, he threatened me with a this or that I carry. I saw it. I saw what color it was. He pointed it at me. And for no reason, and he was raving and he was saying crazy things. That's all it would take. To get that to happen to somebody like me, John, it's a tool that can be very easily abused. And yes, the law has penalties that are felonies for doing that. But look at what happened to you. They're not even going after that guy for much of a felony for what he did to you, kicking your door in and assaulting you inside your home. They're certainly not. They don't have the enforcement. If you take a cop to go enforce against one of these red flag laws, you're taking him away from a felony enforcement for kicking your door in.
You know, Charles, there's got to be a better way.
Of what
we are doing with firearms in America and the slaughter that continues unabated. And you have to be as upset about it as anybody.
There are a number of things we do. One of the things we could do is dismantle the regulatory agencies of government that regulate firearms in terms of their regulation. Hang on. And take those people and put them on the street as enforcement agents.
I don't understand why that would help.
Because it would put a lot more people in enforcement and a lot less people in bureaucracy. What you would do is you would then have more manpower to go after the nutcases that are doing this stuff. You know the name, and thank you for not saying it on the radio, of the guy who committed the murders on January 8th in Tucson. All right? The six people that he killed, among them Christina Taylor Greene and Judge Roll and Gabe Zimmerman, yeah, and three other people. All right. And he was a known bad actor. And that guy could have been incarcerated under the Arizona Title 36. And once he was incarcerated, he would have then been a prohibited possessor, and he would have then failed the background check. He passed the background check. That's why background checks are useless. They're absolutely useless for preventing any violence, John. And the people who believe it, who cling to them, are either grasping at straws or they've been convinced of something that isn't true, or worse, they're attempting to not let a crisis go to waste.
But again, there is no question there's literally perhaps as many as thousands of people that shouldn't be carrying a gun. What do you do with those thousands of people that can bring great carnage to this country?
Yes, they could. You observe them. If you observe them obviously having a gun, and you use the people who are now in regulation instead in enforcement, and if you find indications, like for instance, if the person is online ordering ammunition and they're a prohibited possessor, you get a warrant. You go knock on their door. You don't have to bulldoze their house. You just get a warrant, go knock on their door, and if you find they have ammunition or firearms, and when they are a prohibited possessor, you simply arrest them. A felon in possession or a prohibited possessor in possession is a 10-year federal felony.
We want to talk about the AR-15, why that gun is on the street, why anybody should have that gun. You own it. Why do you own it?
Yeah, I got two in the car.
The simple truth of the matter is, no one should have that gun.
That's just not true, John. It's a semi-automatic. It functions the same as any other semi-automatic. It happens to be a design that's lightweight and easy to haul around.
It can cause mass killing in a very brief period of time.
Any semi-auto
can do the same
thing.
And there's no reason for that to be a self-defense weapon.
John, that's not true. It's an excellent self-defense weapon.
Let's talk about that after a break.
Okay.
We'll be back with Charles Zeller following these messages. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, a gun rights advocate, Charles Zeller. Charles, let's talk about the AR-15. This is a gun of slaughter. It's a gun of mass killing. Why would anybody need an AR-15 other than in a war? Maybe the Ukraine, but why would that? Why would they need that in this country for any reason? Self-defense or anything else other than the mass killing of a great many people in a very short period of time?
It's America's rifle. It's the most popular rifle in America today. It's used all over the country for hunting. It's
You hunt with an AR-15?
Absolutely.
What do you need a deer shot 50 times? What?
Well,
30
you know,
seconds?
Those
what?
Communist subversive deer have known to fight back. No,
well,
no, I'm
sure,
just, that's
sure,
just, no,
sure.
I'm not. It's a good caliber for small deer. For large, you can also, the rifle's very versatile. I should say the platform's very versatile. It's not all in one caliber. You can switch out the top called the upper, and you can put many, many, many different calibers on it. There's probably 30 calibers you can get, different calibers you can get for an AR top that'll still feed through the magazine well. Also, the AR-15 is not the only size AR pattern rifle. There's also the whole AR-10 family, which is much bigger, and they make it in much more powerful calibers than the puny little little 223 caliber that's in it now. I'm going to hand you something across the table here. That's a flashlight. It's a little bit bigger than the cartridge of an AR-15. Okay, and this is a shotgun shell. All right, hold them both. Well, hold them one in each hand.
I like it.
Hold the weight.
I've got them, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you can feel that shotgun shell is much heavier than the simulated AR-15 round. The reason for that is there's a lot more shot in a shotgun shell.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you could wave a magic wand, if you could wave a magic water glass and make all AR-15s go away, just disappear, you wouldn't change what's been going on with violence at all, because people would just use different weapons. An example of which is that shotgun shell. There is more than four times as much shot. That AR-15 is one bullet. That 223 caliber, 5.56 millimeter / 223 caliber, that's one bullet flying in the air. That shotgun pellet, if it's a number four buckshot, has got about 27 pellets flying in the air, approximately the same size as the AR-15 bullet.
But you'd have to be at a very close proximity.
Yeah, most of these killings that have been
pretty
done
up close and personal,
are very up close. And if a person were to use a shotgun instead of an AR, one of them did in New Mexico, used a shotgun, and the death toll would be even higher. So the gun, the AR-15, is not that terrible of a gun. Any semi-automatic gun would do the same darn thing. And most semi-automatic guns are of larger caliber than the 223 that the AR shoots, that most of the AR shoot. You could make it shoot any other caliber you wanted.
So you are suggesting in this conversation that we have enough laws on the books to prevent people who should not have firearms from having them.
Right.
We can do that.
But what we need to do is concentrate on the people, not the guns. And this is not because I love my guns. Okay, this is because I want to do what works. If you concentrate on the gun, you're part of the problem. The reason for that is it's a distraction from keeping people from doing the bad behavior. Because if you're worried about the gun, the bad guy isn't worried about what you're worried about. The bad guy just wants to commit his mayhem for whatever reason he does. A number of things we could do. We could stop forever in the media ever saying the name of a perpetrator ever again. That would deny them what Margaret Thatcher called the oxygen of publicity. It would take away some of the reason that the bad guys do this to live in infamy. It would take away their infamy because no one would know their name. If broadcast journalists would blur their picture, and if people on the radio would never say their name, they just say the perpetrator, or maybe use their initials or something. But if we would stop egging these people on. The other thing is that the people in this country are using, they're not letting the crisis go to waste. They're trying to use this as leverage to eventually ferret out most guns in the United States to get rid of them. And what they're doing is they're using the blood of the victims illegitimately. Now, look, I know people care a lot about this, and they should. My heart breaks when I see the violence that's done with the tools that I like and I never use. And I've been teaching people for 28 years how to use morally and ethically and responsibly and legally. All right. It breaks my heart to see that. But what we need to do is focus on the behavior and the people who misbehave, not on the tools of misbehavior.
I do not think we're going to solve this problem. I think it's just going to continue on with the slaughter of more and more people. Do you see a solution? I don't see a solution. Do you?
I do. One of the things, and it's a long-term solution, and that is we need to get people who do this type of thing into more associations where their character is molded in a positive direction.
I don't understand what you just said.
We need to put people into scouting. One of the things we could do is we could teach firearm safety in the schools. You know, there was a time in this country when we had ranges inside the school where we taught people respect for the firearm, that they didn't think that it was part of the culture to hold a gun sideways and shoot it.
What do you think, teachers ought to be armed?
Not necessarily. If they choose to be, that's up to them. There's a wonderful program for that called FASTER. FASTERSavesLives.org. And what it does three things. Number one, it shows them how to shoot to neutralize a threat. But more importantly, it gives them first aid supplies and emergency gunshot trauma training, and teaches them how to stop the bleed. John, do you know that most of the people who die in these shootings don't die of the gunshot trauma? They actually die of bleeding out. And if you can stop the bleeding, or at least arrest the bleeding, and you can get them to the ER with a pulse, they have a 90% survival rate.
These children killed in Texas never had a chance.
No, those ones didn't. I think that killer got right into, probably stuck the muzzle in them and pulled the trigger, I'm guessing.
My God.
By the level of injury. Yeah. And also,
it breaks my heart, it breaks your heart, but yeah. What are we going to do?
We find these people and get them into treatment before it happens, number one. Number two is, in the long term, we need to get more people into positive associations that change the culture. Today, we are sending a message, and we got to prosecute people, too. You know, the guy that kicked in your door is loose right now, and they can't even find him. And the reason is because he wasn't incarcerated for the mandatory minimum sentence for burglary of an occupied dwelling, which is a Class 2 felony. Only murder is worse, okay? And he should have gotten a mandatory minimum of 4.5 years in jail, and he's loose, John. If we keep doing that, we're sending a message to people that it's okay to predate on others.
Well, you know, it seems to me that as this continues, the conversation must continue as well with people like yourself and perhaps with me and others. Because there has to be a better way.
John, if I thought that my AR-15s were causing the problem, I would go home and saw them in half tonight. But they're not.
Charles Heller, thank you so much for being with us. Quickly, a program note for tomorrow's shows.
You know, that's
in
a long
30 seconds.
That's a long time from now. Darned if I can remember who I have on. It's in my computer. Beth
Brell. Really? That's tomorrow, Charles.
That's tomorrow, John. Yeah. John, I'm focused on the fellow in front of me.
Well, you should be. All right, well, but give me the times of the show so people can
America's Fabric,
you will. What America's, you're having on the air.
America's Fabric is 8 to 8:30, and Swap Shop is 10. America Liberty Watch is 11, and America Armed and Free is at 12 and ends at 1.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Hey, welcome to another edition of This Was Your Car. Our first contestant is Ann Stripgear. Ann, remember the sound?
Yes, that sound. Make it stop. I can't stand it.
Well, this is what Perfection Auto Works has done for you.
That's my car? I can't believe it.
Now we have Betsy Beamer. We understand you gave up driving because your exhaust sounded like this.
Oh. Yes.
Not to worry. Perfection Auto Works has transformed your car to sound like this.
I love Perfection Auto Works.
And now we have Peter Fickenberger. Peter, listen to this sound.
Stop it, man. I hate that sound. Stop it.
Look what Perfection Auto Works has done to your car.
I love Perfection Auto Works, man.
You can be the next contestant on This Was Your Car by calling 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Rising star in the Democratic Party's Nancy Gutierrez. She is with us now. She's running for the House of Representatives in Legislative District 18. Nancy, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
You know, a lot of people don't know their legislative district. In fact, I didn't know it, and I'm supposed to know these things all the way. I live in Winter Haven. It used to be Legislative District 9. It's Legislative District 18 now. They doubled the number, I guess, on this.
Oh. Double the fun. Exactly right. That's what we've been saying.
And you know another thing, too. I knew Randy Free so well, and you know, the surgeon who was a fabulous House member, and of course, Powers Hanley, who I think is one of the great lawmakers in history. Pamela is just a great friend and has done a marvelous job, but they are not running again. So that's an open seat for the two House members, as well as the Senate. The entire legislative slate will change in my legislative district, And I'm not even sure whether the boundaries have changed a great deal. So people need to be more informed, including me, about where do I live, what district do I live in, and who the heck's running.
Yes. Well, you're right. And a lot of people don't know the exact boundaries anymore because they just changed in January. So we are trying to knock on as many doors as possible and spread that news and information and inform people of their new legislative districts. And it is open now.
Why are you running, Nancy? You're a school teacher. You have a background in education. But why put yourself in this somewhat difficult position of running for the legislature? Believe me, I've been there. I understand how difficult it can be. So why run?
Well, I'm running because, you know, being a teacher all of these years, I've tried to change things from the inside. I've been a department chair, and I've been on all the committees that can be. I marched with Red for Ed, and I've discovered that really the change needs to be made in the state house. That is who has been slowly privatizing our public education over the past few decades, and that's where the problem lies. And so my youngest daughter just graduated from high school, and now's the right time for me to take this challenge on and bring my teacher's voice to our house and really stand up for public education and what we do in the state of Arizona.
You know, I think it's so important that you're saying, look, I've been there. I've been in a classroom. I know how desperate that situation can be when you don't have adequate funds and you don't have an adequate amount of really, truly an administration or certainly a legislature that is supportive of public education and is moving to privatize every public school in the state. Yep. And it really is a disaster to what's happened because it cuts public funding and it cuts the ability of the public school system to work as it should for all children. And it's an uphill battle.
Every child in Arizona deserves a quality education and an equitable education. And they can't have that when our public money is going to fund private schools and charter schools with absolutely no oversight as to where that money goes.
And I was just talking
about
Charles.
I want to stop that.
Charles Heller about guns. As a teacher, do you want to be armed in your classroom?
Oh, gosh, no. I will not teach at a school that arms teachers. That is not what we're there for, and it isn't safe. I've been working with Moms Demand Action, which is a wonderful gun sense organization, and they have endorsed me. And I just finished they have a program for candidates. It was just their second cohort, and they taught us how to be good gun sense candidates as well. And no, we need sensible gun legislation, and we can do it. I truly believe that we can make our schools and communities safer, but we need changes like red flag laws, like, you know, increasing the age to 21 for all gun ownership. I want to bring back licensing for concealed weapons and that you have to go through a 3-day course to know how to be safe with a gun. I mean, there are so many things that we can do. And I believe that we can get that done in the legislature. And I will fight to do that.
You know, I put in a gun control bill 50 years ago when I was in the Senate, and I got 20 death threats, and Department of Public Safety officers followed me for about 3 months and looked for bombs underneath my children's bed for months. It's a dangerous, it was dangerous to do that 50 years ago, and it's probably just as dangerous, more so now than ever before, but I would admire your courage. There has to be, you know, I'm talking with Charles Heller, the gun advocate, you know, it's got to be a better way. We can't tolerate this continued slaughter. We can't. We just can't do it. And we both Charles, myself, and people on either side of this particular issue have to find a better way to protect children and to protect the public. We just have to be able to do that. Let me ask you about this this legislative district. Are the boundaries the same as Legislative District 9, pretty much? It's just they changed the number,
actually,
but they actually changed, right? Go ahead and quickly define that for me.
Well, we are most of the old LD9 and much of the old LD10 combined. So our northern boundaries, we go up into Oro Valley now. I'm just looking at it right now on a computer. So we go into Oro Valley, north of Overtown. Overton, actually. So it's a good chunk of Oro Valley. And then, we go through Midtown, Tucson, but we lost a chunk between First Avenue and Country Club.
It sounds like you added Republicans, which is what the legislative redistricting group obviously had intended almost all over the place. But it still is a heavy Democratic district, is it not, Legislative District 18? Even though you're adding Oral Valley Republicans, it's still Democrat. Right.
Yes, but it's still Democratic. That's why our real fight for the race is between the five of us in the primary. You know, a lot of groups think it's the election day in November, but for a district like LD18, our big election is August 2nd primary, because there are five of us running, and that will go down to two. And then in the House, there's only one Republican running, and in the Senate, there's one as well. So,
you know, the idea, too, that you more than likely will serve in the minority, that's always a challenging thing. I've been talking to people literally for the last three decades about how the House is going to be a Democratic House and the Senate as well. It never has happened. But it always is a serious challenge when you're outnumbered in every committee and you're outnumbered on the floor. It seems at times to Democrats that I've talked with over so many years, a hopeless situation. How do you find yourself not hopeless when you're still outnumbered, Nancy Gutierrez?
That's a great question. I've been asked it many times, and I lead with, I'm a public education teacher, so I know what it's like to fight the good fight and keep it up even when things seem hopeless. Just like being a teacher is my calling, I feel that being in the legislature is as well, and I will not stop. I am a determined woman. I also, because I've been teaching so long, I am really good at making connections with people who don't think the exact same way as I do. And so I am ready to talk with every single person I can and find even the tiniest bit of a bridge to form a relationship and really talk about these real issues. And you know what? If that doesn't work, I'm going to bring them on a field trip down to Tucson High and show them exactly what a public high school teacher, deals with and does and accomplishes with so very little.
How do people support your campaign, Nancy? What do they do to help you?
Well, I am looking for volunteers. I'm definitely looking for donations. And everyone can go to my website, nancy4az.com, and all of my information, my email and my ActBlue account are on there, and I would be thrilled with people who want to help out and people who want to donate their hard-earned money to my campaign. I spend it wisely.
Nancy, thanks for being on the show, and good luck with your campaign. I've had Democrats have talked so well about you and are so pleased that you're in this race. And I'm glad that you were able to spend some time with us. Thank you so very much.
Me too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, John.
All right, you're welcome. Nancy Gutierrez, who is a candidate for the House of Representatives, Legislative District 18. We'll be back with the Democrats of Greater Tucson agenda for Monday. That's after these messages from the Perfection Auto Works studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl of Fun to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
From the Perfection Autoworks Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who are responsible for the contents of this broadcast segment. Michael Moran is with us. He is the spokesperson for the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Michael, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Thanks.
Hi, John. Always a pleasure to be with you.
All right. You've got a Monday event coming up for the Democrats of Greater Tucson, an organization, by the way, that grows by leaps and bounds almost every single week. Maybe a comment or two about how you are making all this happen. And the growth is a really phenomenal, phenomenal thing happening in our political climate.
Absolutely. The Democrats of Greater Tucson is a 50-year-old organization. We've been around in Tucson for a very long time now. Our events are always free, always open to the public, and we always encourage you to sign up and become a member if you really want to support our programming and our mission. Monday, we have our regular DGT meeting on Zoom at noon. We're presenting, in fact, you were just talking to Nancy Gutierrez, we're presenting one of her competitors, Nathan Davis, who's also running for State House in LD 18. He's going to be joining us for an hour. And then we have other programs that we're sponsoring now, too. We have a happy hour, which happens on Wednesdays. Our next one is coming up on June 15th, so next Wednesday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Brother John's Barbecue on Stone Avenue. So you can join us for that. Come down, have a drink, enjoy some face-to-face time with your fellow Democrats. We're also doing what we're calling salons, evening programming. Our next salon coming up on June 23rd is talking all about women's rights being under threat. We're having a panel of experts on that matter, and we'll be discussing that for about 2 hours. So that's an evening program from 6 to 7:30 or 8 p.m. And you can find all this programming and information and how to sign up if you want to at thedgt.org, thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson.
You know, this is an interactive thing, too. I mean, I can watch this and I can ask a question. I can be a part of the program as well as a spectator of the program.
Absolutely. We definitely encourage and leave time for audience participation and questions when we're presenting candidates at our Monday meetings. And we designed our salon programs in the evening in order to be more interactive, to give more time to question and interact with panelists about the subject that salon is about.
Let me ask you, you're a Democrat, obviously, and you believe in the Democratic Party, and you're fighting the good fight to try to stave off what a lot of people think is going to be a disastrous election year in the midterms here, mainly because gasoline's $5 a gallon, inflation is killing everybody. Biden seems to have some of the lowest approval ratings that we've seen since Trump. But how do you overcome the negative and prevail with a message that I think most Americans not only want to hear, but will be a part of hearing and will support you if they get the message? How do you do that?
Well, I tell you, it starts district by district. I mean, here in southern Arizona, we're going to be looking at one of the most competitive congressional contests in the entire nation. That's CD6 here in southern and western Arizona. We have three excellent candidates lined up that are going to be competing for the nomination to that district. And I believe there's five or six candidates on the Republican side. So that's going to be an extremely competitive race. And, you know, that's where we need to focus our energy here in southern Arizona is on those races we can really affect. So I encourage you to look up those candidates, including Engel and Hernandez and Anderson, our Democratic candidates. Get involved in their campaigns. Donate to their campaigns. That's what we can do to inject energy and motivation into these congressional races in order to help preserve our majority.
You know, we both keep talking about the Mark Kelly race. Of course, he's running for a full term in the United States Senate. He is leading, by the way, in almost any of the Democrats, any of the Republicans that have announced for the Republican nomination, put his name up against any of them, and he has a 4 to almost a 10-point spread. But it's going to be a tough race. I think it's going to come down to just a very few votes when all is said and done. We need Martelli in the Senate. But, boy, it's going to be an uphill battle in 2022.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it all comes down to turnout. So, I mean, if we see the same kind of turnout that we saw in 2020, in 2022, which would be unusual because usually Democratic participation drops off in a midterm election, and that's what we're facing in 22 is a midterm election. So Democrats have to get out there and inspire each other and tell each other how important it is to go out and vote in this midterm to keep Mark Kelly in office, to prevent one of those crazy midgets on the Republican side from getting into office. Because, man, if you're paying any attention to the Republicans on that side, it is an absolute excrement-flinging festival on the Republican side right now. It's really wild. Trump just endorsed a candidate, Blake Masters, for the senatorial nomination. And boy, they are going at each other hammer and tong. All the Republican candidates are now very much attacking each other. So as they tear themselves down, Mark Kelly just goes from strength to strength. So I think if there's sufficient turnout, if we're disciplined and we get our voters to the polls in sufficient numbers, we're gonna not only succeed at the Senate level, we'll succeed statewide as well and put more Democrats into the statewide offices, the governorship, the attorney general, SPI, the superintendent of public instruction, and most importantly, secretary of state.
You know, I noticed that Masters got in a fight at a Grand, I think it was Green Valley gathering. He actually took a swing at somebody.
Yeah, he beat up a 72-year-old.
Gotta love that, right?
Very, very brave of him, yeah.
Yeah, nice going. Yeah, you take on some of the elderly down there, he probably could do pretty well, with most of them down there,
Well, the man is a gaffe machine. I mean, only the attack a peaceful protester at one of his events, but he compared disclosing his campaign donors to the Nazi attack on Jews in Kristallnacht.
Oh, God.
He promoted the idea that the January 6th insurrection by his buddies and fellow travelers was, in fact, some sort of plot by the federal government to get them in trouble. I mean, the man is just stepping on it left and right. As soon as Trump endorsed him, he just became, intoxicated with the power and just started saying the wildest things, including that gun violence here in the United States is the fault of black people. That's not a paraphrasing. That's a quote.
Oh, good Lord. Where do they come from? Out of the woodwork, apparently. What's that?
Blake Masters comes from a background with Peter Thiel. I don't know if everybody knows who that is, but he's a billionaire, a tech billionaire, a very right-wing, very oligarchic billionaire who has ambitions, political ambitions, and one of those ambitions is to put one of his minions, Blake Masters, who ran his family office. Basically, he was the personal hedge fund manager for Peter Thiel, running his family's wealth, and now he wants to put that person into the Senate, and Trump wants to help him.
Good Lord. Michael, thanks for being with us. A lot of people will be attending the event tomorrow for the Democrats of Greater Tucson as the participation just grows every single week. Congratulations on your enormous success. Thanks for being with us. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You too, John.
All right. Michael Blatt is our guest from the Democrats of Greater Tucson. The proceeding a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. We'd also like to thank Nancy Gutierrez, who is a candidate for the House of Representatives in Legislative District Number 18. I'd like to thank Charles Heller for his commentary. He is a gun rights advocate. It's been a special afternoon for us. Thanks so much for your attendance to the John C. Scott Political Forum for this Saturday afternoon. I hope you had a great weekend. I want to thank Mike Emery for sponsoring our show, one of the greatest car repair, mechanics in the world. I can say that without reservation. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I think advertising ought to be stunning and get your attention with sound effects, car chases, gunfire, explosions, intersecting plot lines, multiple ideas, and what's that all got to do with Perfection Auto Works? Well, nothing really. In fact, it's kind of quiet here, absent the ratchet or our ringing phone. We do the planned maintenance on your car, such as brakes, hoses, tires, alignment, air conditioning, and all other things automotive. Just like our jam-packed radio commercials, our auto service gives you 100% satisfaction. From brakes, belts, and even our free 26-point inspection, call today, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.